How beautiful it would have been if man had never sinned. How beautiful it would have been, no tears, no death, no sorrow, no crying, no pain. How beautiful it would have been, no sickness, no fear, no theft, no lying, no murder, no rape, no adultery, no fornication, no alcoholism, no drug addiction, and on and on. Every day we would arise to a glorious postcard sky. Every day we would embrace truth, and each of us would speak and think the same thing, for truth is that way. Truth knows no opinion, and truth honors none. 2 + 2 = 4, and no other answer will suffice. God is truth. Unfortunately, man did sin, Eve embraced unbelief and disobedience, and our grandfather Adam followed her lead. The law of sin and death began to reign upon men. But thanks be to God, he made a way of escape through the saving blood of Jesus Christ. Have you found this Jesus? Those that find this Christ will soon arrive at their life's end here and pass from death unto life. Jesus speaks of the believers on the other side of the great divide in Luke chapter 20, 35 and 36. But they which shall be counted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, neither can they die any more. For they are equal unto the angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 through 5 reads, And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. Beautiful begins at a place called born again. Have you been born again? Do you desire to find life and life more abundantly? You can answer yes to these questions today. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. In all of time, no other decision is more important. None. Imagine you can do it now. Come on in. We'll wait for you here. Now for today's subject. God said, 1 Corinthians 6:18, Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. God said, Galatians chapter 5, 19 through 21, Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murderers, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. God said, Ephesians 5:3, But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints. God said, Colossians 3:5-6, Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Man said, free love. Uninhibited sexual freedom should be encouraged. Man is just another animal, and to act like one, is natural. Teach him safe sex. Now the record. When one rejects the truth of a matter, he should not expect a successful outcome, no matter how well-meaning the endeavor. This is God Said, Man Said, feature article 469. These features certify through history, science, and reason the inerrancy of the Holy Bible. They are archived on this site in text and streaming audio, and every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. We need to know that God's Word, found in the majority text authorized King James Version of the Bible, is true. We need to know that it's a safe place and a right place to build a life. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. We're honored to have your company. It's truly a pandemic not of the kind manufactured by politicians, but one that literally affects nearly every family on earth. Be assured it is a pandemic of gargantuan proportion. The world's population as a whole has rejected God's strictures on fornication. Fornication includes every illicit sexual act. Sexual activities outside the confines of marriage between a man and a woman are cursed. The fruit of this disobedience is killing the world. Man has thrown off God's restraints. Psalms chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. The short list that follows demonstrates the curse of disobedience. 1. The world's population is polluted with sexually transmitted diseases, especially the youth, the future, as some like to say. 2. HIV and AIDS run rampant, destroying vast multitudes, even crippling entire nations. 3. Premarital sex has filled the land with the fatherless and, in many cases, the unwanted. One statistic declared that 20% of the population doesn't know who their father is. 4. Adultery is a colossal curse, breaking up families, destroying trust, precipitating stress-related disease, spawning murder, destroying the economic structure of the home, etc. 5. Homosexuality and pedophilia are physically and psychologically destroying their millions and parading around in the media as good alternative lifestyles. 6. Virginity. God's word said if a man is unfaithful to him, that his wives and daughters would be harlots. Can you see it? 7. Nearly 1 out of 3 of America's children find his or her end in an abortion clinic garbage bag. 8. Homosexuals adopting children and homosexuals marrying homosexuals. Truly a pandemic of gargantuan proportion. We cannot disobey the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ and escape the consequences. Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. During George W. Bush's presidency, the Just Say No effort was launched, teaching total sexual abstinence among the unmarried. This was hailed by the liberal community with much scoffing, but the latest research says, just a minute. Note, President Obama cut funding for abstinence-only education in his 2010 budget. The following excerpts are from a 2010 news feature on CNN.com. An abstinence-only education program is more effective than other initiatives at keeping 6th and 7th graders from having sex within a 2-year period, according to a study described by some as a landmark. The study published in the current issue of the Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine indicated that about 1/3 of the preteens and their young teen classmates who received an 8-hour abstinence lesson had sexual intercourse within 2 years of the class. By comparison, more than half of the students who were taught about safe sex and condom use reported having intercourse by the 2-year mark, and more than 40% of students who received 8 and 8 or 12-hour lesson incorporating both abstinence education and safe sex reported having sex at 2 years. This new study is game-changing. The nonpartisan National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy said in a statement, for the first time, there is strong evidence that an abstinence-only intervention can help very young teens delay sex and reduce their recent sexual activity as well. The study looked at 662 African American 6th and 7th graders recruited from 4 public middle schools that serve low-income communities in an unidentified city in the northeastern United States. The adolescents were recruited between September 2001 and March 2002. The participants' average age was 12.2 years and 53.5% were girls. Although all young people are at risk of contracting the human immunodeficiency virus and other sexually transmitted infections and having unintended pregnancy, the study says the danger is greatest among African Americans. In 2005, the authors said 17% of adolescents in the United States were African American, but 69% of adolescents with HIV/AIDS were African American. Rates of STI are the highest among African American individuals and adolescents, particularly adolescent girls. Pregnancy rates have been higher among African American adolescents than among their Hispanic and white counterparts, end quote. 8 hours of instruction yielded substantial benefit. Imagine what it would be like if the schools, the media, the home, and the church were all speaking the same thing. Embrace God's word. It is always the right thing to do, a place to build a life. God said, 1 Corinthians 6:18, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. God said, Galatians chapter 5, 19 through 21, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. God said, Ephesians 5:3, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. God said, Colossians 3:5-6, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Man said, free love. Uninhibited sexual freedom should be encouraged. Man is just another animal, and to act like one is natural. Teach him safe sex. Now you have the record.